Good morning. This is Sam Collins, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. And we've got some great tunes this morning for you. I'm subbing for a show, The Will by Will Wilson, and I really, really like his the name of his radio show. Well, this morning it's gonna be very different. So I actually do a radio show plug for Monday mornings from 5 to 6 a.m. And it's called Dancing Bears. It's all the Grateful Dead. But I'm taking this opportunity to kind of mix it up. I've been really into the beauty of like Celtic music very recently. And like listening to Celtic music and then like listening to my favorite rock artists that have emulated that. So this is like a mix of some pretty like diverse artists you're gonna find. I'll give you some previews, or we will do some recaps along the way, but this is more of just like a sit back and listen. And there's also gonna be a movie soundtrack in there that's my favorite. So with that, let's just get started. Enjoy. So that, to start us off, was Black Mountainside. Obviously a Led Zeppelin tune, but this was covered by the Boys of County Nashville, that my dad showed me. But something that I found interesting when I was reading up on just the song Black Mountainside by Led Zeppelin, it was actually inspired by a traditional Irish folk song called Down by the Black Waterside, which is, I'm bringing this up because it's a very interesting, it's going to be a prelude to kind of this entire show of Irish and Celtic music. And I didn't know this, and I think my dad would appreciate this, but Page, apparently when they would play it in concert, it was part of Jimmy Page's like instrumental White Summer Black Mountainside, and he would like run this at for like 11 minutes, and he'd just sit on a stool for the duration of these like two songs, and he would usually play them on a 1959 Dan Electro DC double cutaway, tuned differently from his favorite Gibson Les Paul. Just a little fun facts. All right, I'm just gonna let the music take it away for a little while. Up next is a local Tufts band that I have really come to love, and have seen many times live, and they're pretty incredible. Go give them a listen online, Spotify. They're incredible. I've come to really love them. So this is Pumpkin Bread. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. dance in summertime with lilies in her hair. But now she doesn't dance too much at all. There's something about those summer days that feel so far away. She wonders if it's gone forever. She feels each year that passes by fall upon her chest. She pushes back with everything she has. She pushes back with everything she has. She wanders through the city hoping anything will catch. She knows every street oh too well. She looks out at the buildings, how they stretch up towards the sky. But none will ever make it there, it seems. She's on the rooftop singing for nobody to hear. Singing all the songs that have a home inside her mind. But she hasn't thought about the world. Some choose to settle down. But she's not sure where she's headed anymore. Still some days she smells the scent of lilies in the air. And thinks about the days that came before. She feels each year that passes by fall upon her chest. She pushes back with everything she has. She pushes back with everything she has.
What a morning of music. Just to recap, I just kind of started playing a lot of songs in a row. We first had a bunch of Pumpkin Bread, who I had previously mentioned. Again, they're a Tufts band, actually. Most of the members have already graduated, but they still come back and they play in the local area. I saw them like 2 weekends ago at the Somerville Aeronaut Brewing Company, and they always just look like they're having so much fun on stage and playing together, and they mix up songs and they play some of their favorite covers like Led Zeppelin. And they're a wonderful band live, and they also have an album out named Pumpkin Bread. So we started with Black Mountain Side from Zeppelin. We went on to a Naptune by Pumpkin Bread, which is probably by far my favorite song on their album. It's that springtime, just really nice tune you can turn on if you're like laying outside or doing some homework or something. We then had like a more kind of folksy, I would say like kind of a swing dance type, Factors Row, and then Pushes Back, but all by Pumpkin Bread. And then the last two songs we had, again, another Led Zeppelin tribute, a Celtic vibes from the Boys of County Nashville. But the original Led Zeppelin song is from the album The Song Remains the Same, released back in 73. And it's another one of my favorite of their acoustic sets. It's Over the Hills and Far Away. I would say I've been really, really getting into acoustic Zeppelin. Going to California, classic. Baby, I'm Gonna Leave You. Although then that doesn't become acoustic, it's fine. But definitely a little more on the acoustic side of Zeppelin. I think they have something like just beautiful songs, which is very unusual, I think, for a rock band. And then we ended with my personal favorite from maybe all of the albums of the Lord of the Rings soundtrack. It's called Concerning Hobbits. It's also probably the best name, by Howard Shore. There's one more song that I really, really love off the Lord of the Rings album, but it's actually like one of the last songs. Oh, the bus going by. it's one of the last songs on The Return of the King, and it's called Into the West. Go ahead and give that a check out, like a little listen, if that is of interest to you, if you like what's kind of been playing so far. Well, with that, we're going to take a little break, and I just want to talk to you about the Somerville Open Studios that's happening Friday, May 4th through Sunday, May 6th. Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th from noon to 6 p.m. with a special sneak preview at select studios Friday, May 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. I think Somerville is really known for it being a city full of artists, with really kind of every kind of working space and every kind of visual media. And the city does a really incredible job of promoting this, and they're going to be looping free trolleys throughout the city to take you to these artist sites. For more information, you can go online to somervilleopenstudios.org. I feel like this would be a great way to just unwind from the stress of kind of being finals, and really just appreciate the community that's around us, and really what an incredibly special one it is. So go check that out. And this has been a public service message from Somerville Open Studios and your local art loving friend here at WMFO Medford. Well, with that, we're going to get back to it. Again, we're following kind of this Celtic vibe, but we're gonna take it a little bit of a different direction. This is one of my all-time favorite artists. And yeah.
traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. If you go when the snowflakes storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, you see if she's wearing a coat so long to keep her from the howling wind. For me, if her hair hangs long, if it rolls and flows all down her breast, you see for me, if her hair hangs long, for that's the way I remember her best. Times I've often prayed in the darkness of my mind, in the brightness of my day. So if you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
All right, so that has been in order from the, I took it from the album, The Very Best of Enya. It was the Celts, a remastered version, but that song actually originally came out in 1987. And then Book of Days, also originally sung in Gaelic. It came out on her, I believe it was a, her 91 album, Shepherd Moon. And then she re-released, forms of it also in English. But just what an incredibly beautiful song. It's just one of my favorites. And then we had a cover of course, Bob Dylan, Girl from North Country by High High Hopes. The original song was written and recorded by Dylan in and around April of '63. And you can really just tell the incredible, like, English influence. That kind of folk scene that had an influence on Dylan. You can even hear some of Scarborough Fair, right, in his lyrics, kind of with the refrain, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Beautiful. We're going to keep it going again, kind of in the folksy realm. This is a personal favorite of mine, favorite band of mine, that I'm getting to go see April 30th. They're coming to Boston, which I'm very, very excited for, on the release of their new album, which apparently is about driving the streets of LA at night, which I didn't know about until a friend sent me an interview with them. But this is from their first album, or this is from their first, actually, couple EP releases. The first song, and then the next will be from their first album. But without further ado, this is Lord Huron.
a ghost. I run through a wooded aisle and chase the sunlight mile after mile. And I feel like I know this place as a tree line breaks in a wide open space. I stare at a bright red sun, search all day and never find anyone. Planets turn and they all